Hey everybody, how you doing? Joe McCall and Mr. Larry Goins in the house. I'm excited about this because today was one of my favorite topics. One of the things that Larry and I both geek out on a little bit is using systems and technology and websites and all of that. Like, I don't know anybody else, Larry, that gives as many URLs and websites as you do. But you keep it so simple. You don't overwhelm people. You know, you just keep it real simple. And these are some real good tools. And you're stay on top of that stuff, which is super cool. Today's video, we're going to start with talking about how to track your leads. We're going to be talking about CRMs. And then we're going to be talking about how to analyze deals. And are you ready to take it away, Larry?
Man, I am excited. I'm really excited because you and I both have a lot to contribute about this because, you know, there's so many, I call them bells and whistles and, you know, technology and all different kind of thing, the latest gizmo and gadget and all that stuff. And you, between you and I, we have tried them all, haven't we, Joe?
Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed to admit that. But one thing I have learned, the technology stuff is important, but it's easy to get overwhelmed with that. And it's easy to spend way too much time on that. You need to focus on what really matters, right, Larry? Talking to sellers, making offers.
That's exactly right. And I tell people all the time, the three most important things in real estate, most people think it's location, location, location. It's not. It's make offers, make offers, make offers.
I like that's a good podcast. I'm going to do something about that.
There you go. There you go. I'd love to be on it. That's awesome. Okay. So let's jump right in. Let's talk first about some automation tools, some CRMs. Because Joe, like you, I've tried many different tools, right? I mean, I've tried them all. And I'm not going to say you need to use what I'm using or you need to use what Joe's using or you need to use what anybody else is using. Because it really depends on your own business. Wouldn't you say so, Joe?
It does. And I know some people that are really good with certain CRMs like Podium, for example, that are really good. They know how to use it in and out, but they're not doing deals. Like, what does it matter if you know how to use these tools really well, but you're not doing deals? So what? You're just wasting time and money.
Exactly. I use Podio and I've gone through three different Podio developments. I had an in-house guy. And this guy was really a technology geek. I mean, he's out on his own. Yeah. He's doing his own thing and he's doing great as a real estate investor, but he knows technology as a really good user. And he did our Podio and our Podio was so detailed and did so much. People in our office couldn't keep up. We couldn't keep up with the system. So then I paid some developers. I don't know. I don't remember. It's about $8,000 or $10,000 to come in and redo a Podio system, and we called it Simple Podio. Right? That's what we named it because I kept saying, "Keep it simple, keep it simple, keep it simple." Right? Well, we used that for a couple of years, but that was when we were primarily doing HUD and MLS deals. Right? So we had no follow-up sequences. We had no, you know, like appointments and all that stuff. We had none of that stuff that's built in for off-market properties, right? So then we created our new Podio system, which we really just finished not too long ago. And I think we've probably spent about another $8,000 or $10,000 on that, but it has all the follow-up, but it is simple and it has follow-up and it's geared toward dealing with direct to seller. You know, when leads come in, the calls automatically go in and creates a task for an acquisition person to follow up with it. So it's really, really good. And we're still tweaking it. But guys, I'm not telling you, please, please don't think for a second that you're going to have to go out and spend $30,000, $40,000 on a CRM, because there are done for you systems out of the box that will get you by and that will help you to be able to start scaling your business. And once you do start making good money where you can invest some extra time and money in a CRM for your own specific needs, once you have a system down, then that's when you should start doing it, right?
Yeah, and there's a saying, I didn't make this up, but a friend of mine, Tom Kroll, he said, you show me an expert in podio and I'll show you a broke wholesaler. And I thought, that's so true, right? So the key is what Larry said, keep it simple. Whether you're using Podio or RealFlow or FreedomSoft or REI Blackbook, there's a ton of them, REI Pro, and they're all really good. Personally, I have a favorite. It's called REI Simple. And I will later, somewhere below these videos on this page, I'll do a video demonstrating what we have and how we use it. It's $97 a month to $197 a month, depending on how many users you want. But it pretty much does everything. And Larry, I'm a little hesitant to show it to you because you're going to be so mad that you spent so much money on setting up Podio over the years.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. Even as we're going through our latest Podio development, I see something else and I'm like, man, I should just get that, or I should just get that. You know, but as an investor,
none of that matters.
Yeah, as an investor, as a visionary, you know, we're always looking for the next big thing, but you got to just keep it simple. You know, you just got to keep it simple.
Let me say this too, Larry, because this is so important. When I was first getting started, my coach and mentor told me, get a database. You need something to track your leads so the leads don't fall through the cracks, right?
Right.
And he was saying, no lead left behind. You have to follow up. And so I didn't want to believe him. Like, I thought, oh, that's too complicated. That's too much work. You know, if I can't close them on the first deal, the first time I talk to them, then I'm not going to close them at all. But he was harping on it. And I fought it for years, actually, for 2 or 3 years when I was first getting started.
Right.
And then I started hanging out with other investors. And I don't know how I was doing deals without it, but like I just had a yellow pad of paper and I had 4 different folders, one for hot leads, warm leads, and cold leads, and another folder for blank lead sheets, right? So
right,
every time I would call, I'd fill out the lead sheet. But I mean, that is a good place to start, right? But and I was doing deals from that. But when I started seeing my other friends and people in my masterminds or groups that were having, they had real CRMs.
Right.
I realized, oh man, I've been losing literally hundreds of thousands of dollars by not having a database. So it is super important that you have something that can manage these leads for you.
You're right on.
That's absolutely important because, guys, the fortune is in the follow-up, right? I got an offer accepted yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, I got an offer accepted in a small town, Maiden, North Carolina, and this was a lead that came in over 6 months ago. Right. And it'd probably been 3 or 4 months since we spoke with him, but we had been emailing him, texting him, following up with him on a regular basis, and then got him on the phone yesterday. And we had a really good rapport. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember you. I remember talking to you. And I made him an offer and I bought the house for $15,000, sent the mobile notary out. They were out there within 2 hours getting the contract signed.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's so important, guys. If you don't have a good CRM, you're throwing away money. CRM is super important. And if you're not fancy technology, like if you feel like you're way behind on the times, that's okay. Because guess what? You can hire virtual assistants or local assistants that can manage your CRM for you. It's a super smart investment. Like if you just have a phone, you can actually you don't have to know anything about your CRM, Podio or whatever. Just send a Voxer or a WhatsApp, like a voice message, to your virtual assistant and have your VA update the CRM for you. So you don't have to be the one, you don't have to feel like you have to know how to use it. Hire somebody for $4 or $5 an hour from the Philippines to be your CRM expert and have them update it and do all of the work that's in there for you. Does that make sense?
You know, a wise man once said, sometimes the best automation is
a virtual assistant. I think that was me who said that. And thanks for reminding me, Larry. Sometimes the best automation you can get is a virtual assistant. Get some human eyes behind it, right? That can just update it for you.
Sometimes it's just as important to be reminded as it is to learn new things, right?
Yeah, you absolutely right. And I learned a lot of this from a friend I just mentioned earlier, Tom Kroll. I remember, Larry, we were in our RV. We were traveling around Northern California, and I had a phone call with this guy named Tom. And he was just kind of getting started, and he was overwhelmed with leads. He had post-it notes everywhere, right? And he would talk to a seller, and he would have his chicken scratch notes while he's driving, you know. And then he'd get back into the office, and he'd spend 2 or 3 hours a day trying to remember what he said to those sellers, right? And couldn't make out his notes, and then, you know, realized he promised a seller that he would send him an offer, and it had been like 3 days, and he completely forgot. And so he knew he needed to get a virtual assistant to help him, and he knew he needed to get a – he was spending way too much time in his CRM. He was spending way too much time behind the computer trying to update these leads and not enough time talking to sellers and making offers. So he developed a really, really simple system. He said, all right, he was using a CRM called HiRise at the time, and he sent he got a virtual assistant. And he said, you go watch all these videos, all the YouTube videos that you can find on HiRise and how to use it. You're going to be my HiRise expert. And he got a special private email address that only she had. And first thing every morning is she would go into the CRM, and then would email him one email for each of the three things that he had to do that morning, a seller to call, somebody to follow up with, or whatever. She would take all the information from the CRM, put it in the email, send him an email. Three emails first thing in the morning. So only her emails were in the inbox, right? He would go to the first email and he would see who he had to call. He saw all the notes and the details about the property. He'd call the seller, chicken scratch his notes on a yellow pad of paper. And as soon as he was off the phone, he would delete the email and send the VA a voice message through WhatsApp, or you can use Voxer, they're free. Right. Send the VA a note message saying, hey, okay, I just talked to the seller at 123 Main Street. Mark the lead as warm or a star of 1 to 5, give it a 4. Remind me in a month to call them back. It's listed right now. It expires in 30 days. Go ahead and do this and this and this and this. He would give the VA, and the VA would then do that. He'd go to the next email. And then so he was never having to keep notes longer than just a few minutes. Then when he was done with those three emails, he would Voxer the VA back, say, hey, send me my next thing that I got to do. And that's all he did all day. He spent this whole day now talking to sellers and making offers and just communicating the updates to the VA who was updating the CRM. Does that make sense?
It does. It absolutely does. And that's a great way to start. It's absolutely a great way to start. And I know Tom, know him well. We're in a mastermind together. And he's come a long ways, hasn't he?
Yes. So here's my point in saying all that. And this is really good preparation. Something. Oh, never mind.
Preface.
Thank you. You need to step away from the computer. Some of you have no idea. You can't relate to what I'm talking about. But some of you can. You hide behind the computer because you're afraid to talk to sellers, or you're afraid to go make offers. So you hide behind the computer. You need to step away from the computer and start making offers and talking to sellers, right? Get on the phone. You make your money on the phone. So while this is super important, you got to get somebody else to update the CRM and manage the CRM for you. I hope that makes sense.
If you don't know how to do it. I mean, listen, guys, you can start out, depending on what your budget is, start out with a spreadsheet, right? Or start out with 4x6 cards, right? I mean, years ago, we used to have a little box and had 4x6 cards in it, and you'd write notes on it and then put it in the next date that you're supposed to call them back. Whatever your system is, it doesn't matter. Just get some kind of system so you can follow up with people in a timely fashion so you don't forget them, right? And there will come a time that you build up your database with all of the leads coming in, and you'll end up having 2, 3, 4, 5, 10,000 seller leads, right? And every once in a while, you could do a voice blast to those people. You could do an email blast to those people. You can do an RVM, a ringless voicemail, to those people. And if you're having a slow month, do an RVM, a ringless voicemail. Hey, it's Larry. We spoke a while back. Just checking to see if you still had your property. Call me right back. Right?
Yeah. Oh, and you could also do SMS text broadcasts.
Text blast.
REI Simple. And I'll show you guys that later because that's super exciting. Cool.
Awesome.
So Larry, the first part of lead tracking is setting up call tracking. What is call tracking?
Well, call tracking is basically when a phone call comes in, okay? When somebody calls off your marketing, whether it's a postcard, whether it's a bandit sign, whether it's pay-per-click marketing, Facebook ads, Craigslist ad, a bird dog, or whatever, what you want is you want to make sure that you have a specific number for each type of your marketing, so that way when the phone rings, you know where that lead came from, right? And there's a lot of different services you can use for that, right? Now, if you're just starting out, guys, I don't expect you to have five different seller lead numbers, okay? Start with one called seller lead, right? Start with another one called buyer lead, okay?
Yep.
And then as you grow and get some money in your pocket, right, close some deals, then you can have a separate number for direct mail, a separate number for bandit signs, a separate number for Craigslist, a separate number for Facebook ads, right? A separate number for your Rhea Group flyers when you take flyers to the Rhea Group, right? We have all those different numbers. Now, here's the cool thing. When you set up these numbers, then you set up what's called a call flow, right? A call flow is basically what happens when somebody dials that number, right? What happens when somebody dials that number, okay? So depending on if you've got a full-time job, if you can take calls during the day, if you have a voicemail, or if you have a live answering service like Pat Live or somebody like that, you'll set that call flow up. And also, you may have two or three other people answering the calls, right? If you've already got a small team or a couple of VAs, you could have those calls routed to one person. If they don't answer in 15 seconds, it goes to the next person. If they don't answer in 15 seconds, it goes to the next person. Then it goes to either voicemail or Pat Live, right? The other cool thing with call tracking, you can have it set up to where the numbers go right into your CRM, right into your CRM automatically, right? I mean, I can see every time the phone rings and it is a seller lead on my phone, right? I can see. And we get seller lead calls about every 5 to 10 minutes, right? I mean, we're getting a ton of them, sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5 at a time, okay?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is important, Larry. Every time that somebody calls, that phone number gets added to your database, which means even if they don't leave a message or you can't ever call them back, you now have a phone number that you can follow up with for the next two or three years.
Right. They're called hangups. We market to our hangups. We've got people that call back the hangups. Hey, I noticed you called about a postcard but didn't leave a message. How can we help you? Do you have a property you need to sell? Right?
Yeah.
Now, there's all kind of little tips and tricks to using trackable numbers. I'm going to give you one right now. I've got a special number that's called Mobile Notary. That's the name of the number, okay? It's called Mobile Notary. Now, when you set up these phone numbers, you can set up the caller ID. What shows up when your phone rings? It can either be the person calling their number, or it can be the number they called. In other words, in the systems, we're going to give you a list of different phone systems that allow you to set up these tracking numbers in a minute. But what happens is you can set it up to where when the phone rings, it either shows the caller's number or the number they called. Well,
yeah.
I have it set up to show the number they called. And then I put that number in my phone as a contact. So whenever the phone rings, if you have it going to your cell phone, I don't personally answer the calls anymore. But when you have it going to your cell phone, you can look up and it says, oh, direct mail seller lead, right? Bandit sign buyer lead, right? Seller financing buyer lead, right? So I've got a phone number set up called Mobile Notary, all right? And when anybody calls that number, I know it's a mobile notary calling that number. So whenever I have a mobile notary go to a seller's house to get papers signed, they have specific instructions. If for any reason, the seller has a question or doesn't want to sign, you call this number and this number only while you're still sitting in front of the seller. That's the only number that goes to me personally. Right? So when the phone rings and it says mobile notary, I know there's a problem. I've got to get on the phone and resell the seller or answer a question, right? I've got to get on the phone and re-answer a question. You know, I had a call last night from the mobile notary when they went out to the $15,000 house in Maiden, right? You know, the name on the contract is not correct, right? Put one line through it and put the correct name and then initial it. That's all you got to do, right?
Yeah.
I've had them call and say something about, you know, the county is incorrect or something, whatever it is. They have questions, but I'm able to answer the phone while the mobile notary is sitting in front of them. I get on the phone with the seller. I work out the deal. They sign and we got a done deal.
Yeah. You can even set it up where you get a special ringtone when the mobile notary calls, right? You could have it be like a fire alarm or something, or a cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching.
That's funny. That's good.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So let's go through, you know, you need buyer numbers, you need seller numbers, numbers for all your marketing. You got to set up your call flows. You got to decide, do you want voicemail or a live answer? Okay. And you need scripts for both of them. You know, if you're going to have a live answering service, you want them to use a script, but especially if it's a third party answering service, don't have them asking detailed questions. Tell me about how much work needs in the kitchen. What does the bathroom need? How long have you owned it? You don't want a third party doing that. That needs to be you or somebody in-house that's doing that, right? You just want to get the detailed information, right? You just want them to get the contact information primarily. Are you interested in selling? You know, no, I'm never going to be interested in selling. Great. Would you like us to take you off our list? Great. I need your name and your address. Well, you have my address. You mailed me a postcard. Yeah, but we mailed out 5,000 postcards this week, right? So I need your address. We've had people literally refuse to give us their address, you know, before you hang up. Okay, see you next month. You know,
yeah.
What else are you going to do, right?
Yeah.
So you do need that. You need scripts for both. You need scripts for voicemail, and you need scripts for an answering service, a live answering service. And you also can set it up to where in your call flows, let's say you work a 7 to 3 job, okay? You work from 7 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. You can set up your call flows where 7 to 3, it goes straight to voicemail or it goes to a live answering service. After 3 o'clock, you could set it up maybe from 3 until, say, 9 p.m., it goes directly to your cell phone. After that, it goes back to the voicemail or the live answering service. So that's a really cool feature as well, right?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I like to do with my CRM, it's called REI Simple, especially on a bandit sign for buyers, is when they call, I can have my system send them a text back right away. And so if they call on a property that I'm advertising, it goes right to voicemail because you're going to get so many calls for buyers specifically. So the voicemail, each house has its own unique phone number. And by the way, we're talking about a lot of phone numbers, but that only costs like $3 or $4 a month for each phone number that you get, right? So it's not too expensive. It can obviously add up, but by that time you're doing enough deals, you can cover it. But each property gets its own phone number. So when somebody's calling on 123 Main Street, the voicemail says, hey, thanks for calling about the house at 123 Main Street. Let me tell you real quickly about it. Blah, 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 blah. By the way, if you want some more pictures, here's go to my website to get more information on this property. And if you're interested, leave a voicemail and we will call you back, right?
Right.
So then on the voicemail, the outbound voicemail, you're answering most common questions. You're telling them about the property, how much it costs, how your program works. You're giving them a website then to go view the pictures. But here's the cool thing. If you've got a good system, they call. A lot of people just hang up, or they listen to the voicemail and hang up. You could have the system send them an automated text right away that says something like, hey, thanks for calling about our house at 123 Main Street. Did you have any questions? Is there anything I can do to help you? And then you can have a conversation, a text conversation. Listen, people these days don't leave voicemails anymore, right? It's funny, Larry, one of my friends left a voicemail for his daughter, right? Who was in her teenager or something. And she says back to him, "What is this, Dad? 1999? You left me a voicemail." So I guess people just don't leave voicemails anymore. But so you can have the system automatically send them a text back, and then that buyer also gets added to your buyer's list automatically because they've called that number. So when you get another property in the future in that area, you could send them a text broadcast. "Hey, we've got a new property in the area. Go check it out here at this link if you want." So it's this technology today has made everything so much easier with these phone numbers. You can send these texts back. You can have it go to a live answering service, or you can have it go to voicemail. And when you can, especially for the buyers, when you can have a different phone number for each house, you don't have to make them press a bunch of extensions or whatnot, right? Makes That's everything true. So much easier. Yeah.
It makes it high tech and high touch.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, cool. So these scripts, Larry, are we going to give people your scripts?
Well, I guess we are now.
I guess we are now. See, that's why I'm asking, because I knew you would say yes. But I just wanted to make sure, because I know people are asking.
We'll make sure they get scripts. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll have them down below here. And I made a note here to remind Larry.
Good, good.
And so, by the way, let me say this too, Larry. I have some scripts that I'm going to give as well that are really, really good. I have the script that I use for live answering where it's super simple, but the script does a real good job of setting the seller up. It's a script to make an appointment for somebody to go to the house. So you may be doing something differently, but there's going to be some really good scripts down below. So I can't wait to show it to you. Anyway, go ahead, Larry.
Awesome.
Yeah, I just wanted to go through and I know your REI Simple, Joe. I know it has everything built in, but we just want to give everybody an entire list of all the different phone systems out there so they are aware of what is available, right? So there's CallFire, callfire.com. Which is a really good system. There's Freedom Voice. Now, I used Freedom Voice for years, okay? It's a really good system, but it doesn't have a really good user interface, okay? But I used it for years, and I switched over to CallRail a couple of years ago, or maybe a year ago, but CallRail has probably the easiest to understand, easiest to navigate user interface that I've seen out there, right? Then there's Call8, K-A-L-L, and the number 8.com. And then there's Vumber, V-U-M-B-E-R. Some people use Google Voice because it's free. It doesn't have near as many features, but it is a free choice if you're just getting started. One of the things we switched a lot of our numbers to is smartphone, SMRT, phone.io. And smartphone was designed to work with Podio, okay? It's a Podio app. So you basically, when you're in Podio, and if you have smartphone, if you're in Podio in Google Chrome, they have a Chrome plugin where all you really do is take your mouse and click on the number, and boom, it dials the number right there. And I was up in the mountains last week, on spring break, and I was up in the mountains, and I was calling sellers, just had my laptop sitting out on the deck looking out over the mountains and calling sellers. And I bought two houses last week while I was just, you know, hanging out, you know, just in my spare time when we weren't really doing anything. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's really cool. I like smartphone. It also has a dialer built into it where they have smart broadcast, or I forget exactly what they call it, but they have a feature where, let's say you've got a list of sellers that you need to get in touch with, right? Maybe there's a list of 30 sellers or 300. It doesn't matter. You upload them to that smart, it's called Smart Dialer. You upload them to Smart Dialer, and then you just click send, and it'll start dialing them for you automatically. You know, it's almost like Mojo or Vulcan 7 or something like that, where it's a predictive dialer, but it's built into smartphone, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's good. Of the ones you recommended or just talked about, Google Voice is the simplest and easiest, and it's free. But Google Voice only lets you have limited features, but it only lets you have one phone number, right? So it's hard to sign up if you want more than that. Vumber is, I've been using Vumber for years. Vumber gives you, it's cheaper than CallRail. It doesn't have as many features as CallRail. I like CallRail of all of those the best because it has the most features. But if you want real simplicity, you want multiple phone numbers, Vumber is really good. And Vumber also allows you to send, well, they all do pretty much, but you can send and receive text messages as well as make phone calls with your virtual phone number. And so that's important. REI Simple, you can get phone numbers. It's all built in REI Simple, where you can also, you click on a phone number, you can either text them or dial them from your computer, just like Larry was saying. So a lot of tools out there. Just pick one and use it, you know, because the money is made on the phone. And if you want to make a lot of money, I often say this, Larry, that your speed to income is directly proportional to the number of offers that you make. And if you want to make a lot of money, well, it's real simple. It's math. It's 101 math. Make a lot of offers. And how do you make offers? On the phone. So get on the phone.
Exactly. What are the three most important things in real estate? Make offers, make offers, make offers.
Yeah, good.
That's true. That's true.
All right. You know, and that's, Larry, let me sum this up maybe since we're talking about phone numbers. Even sure. If you have an old-fashioned rotary dial telephone, that's all you need. Yes. You remember those things? You know, it's funny. You can go to YouTube and look up videos of kids, young kids, looking at a rotary phone trying to figure it out how to use it. And they have no idea. And they're trying
I've seen some of those. That's funny. That's funny.
All right, good. We should move on, I think. Huh?
And the kids who say, like, really, phones used to hang on the wall?
What's this cord for? It's this long. Why is it winding?
I know, right? I remember my very first cell phone. It was back in the 80s. And I drove a Porsche 944. And it was mounted in the console, and you would pick it up, and it had a coil cord down. It was like the bag phone, but it was built in.
Yeah, it was big. I used to have one of those as well. All right, so what's next, Larry?